And I just didn't pay attention, or I went, but now I went back and I listened to like the most recent, because I'm still back in like August or September listening to old shows, but I went back and listened to the recent ones. And yeah, I mean, he is playing something where they say, "Good morning, fatty." So I guess it's just that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4120 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 21st of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and an upcoming trip. Hello, worried sickos. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm worried sick. Worried sick, I tell you. Y'all, it's been a month of Sundays. A month of Sundays since I've heard from Patty Bacon. Big Fatty, poor Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty Bacon. And y'all also extremely worried sick about that. Yes, Chad. And y'all, here's why.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, I'm worried sick, I tell you. And y'all, it's because today, the 21st of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of actually the birth canal. Y'all, it is a puppy dog today. Big Fatty, we love a puppy dog. And y'all, it is that Gus Chance. Puppy dog, little maybe. That's spelled M-A-I-B-I. Big Fatty, are you sure? Well, maybe. But Gus Chad, I know that it's a busy time for you. But anyway, Big Fatty is thinking, and me too, Big Fatty. We're both thinking about you and hope that you have a special little treat for little maybe on this special day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today is a very, well, it's a consequential anniversarium, because, y'all, it is the first anniversarium of my friends Jerry and Rick since Jerry's passing. And y'all, it is all part of the healing process. And I know that I bring this up not to make Rick feel poorly or anything, but y'all, it's a reminder that you take your time and enjoy the time you have together. And y'all, I think back. And I think what a nice thing it was that Jerry and Rick got married because then Jerry went on to Rick's insurance, and yo, that made his end of life just much more a better end of life. So happy anniversary to my good friends Jerry and Rick. You'll be together again soon.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty the Fatty the Pooh music is just lovely. A Big Fatty, by the way, when you said Jerry and Rick will be together again soon, do you know something? Rick is going to be, you know, Jerry and Rick are still together. They're still married, and they'll just be, you know, they're still together, and they'll. Well, anyway, I'm not saying that that Rick's going. Yes, Big Fatty's got one foot in and one foot out the door. No, I'm not saying that at all. But anyway. y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, first of all, y'all, I forgot, Big Fatty, no surprise there, I forgot to tell you a granny story, from Friday night.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, bless his heart, y'all, we were at the SNS cafeteria. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the SNS cafeteria. And y'all, by the way, Big Fatty has ordered the Thanksgiving feast, the Spanksgiving feast, from the SNS cafeteria. Pick it up Wednesday afternoon, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But y'all, we were getting ready. We were getting ready to get up and leave. And y'all, Granny, y'all, all of a sudden, I think I've already told you this. Did I tell you this already? I don't know if I did or not. I don't think I did. But anyway, Granny went to pick up his napkin and wipe his face, and y'all, his teeth fell out of the napkin and fell on the floor, and he went and reached down and grabbed his teeth off the floor at the SNS cafeteria and put them right in his mouth. Big Fatty! Y'all, I thought the nip was going to vomit. But y'all, he didn't. And y'all, that's our granny.
Watching your things be flung all over.
Big Fatty, mean, they think you're crazy. Well, I am, but y'all, I got some crazy friends. But y'all, anyway, telling you about my day, what did I do on Sunday night? Y'all, I watched a little bit of the sports ball and the 60 minutes. And y'all, the 60 minutes was 90 minutes long. But it was a good program. And y'all, I slept like a baby. It's cooled down again in the evenings. We were in the 60s in the evenings a few days ago, and we're back in the 50s now. And so y'all slept like a baby. Woke up a little bit. I don't know. It's about 6:15 or so, and I, you know, looked through my cellular telephonic device and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I finally got up and y'all fixed me some more sausage balls for my brufkas and read the paper, did my puzzles, drank my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, and y'all cut Miss Gail King off a little bit early because y'all, I was off to the Sam's Club. What was I doing? Y'all, I was taking back those crema lights that that didn't work. And y'all, the lady was very nice. She gave me the refund to my Americans Express. And y'all, I picked up a few things while I was there. Got some butter. And I got, y'all, they had beef stew meat on sale. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I know you love a beef stool. And what else today? Oh, y'all, they had the poinsettias. So I got the giant poinsettia. I'm going to use it here at the villa. And y'all, then when I head over to Atlanta, more on that later, I'm going to take it and I'm going to put it on the graveside of the orange hat and the hat arena. Yes, Big Fatty. And that'll be good. And then it seems like I got something else too. I don't remember what it was though. You don't remember shit. Oh no, I bought sausage gravy because Granny likes the sausage gravy. And y'all, I think the next time we do for right at Fatty's, y'all, we're gonna have brufkas again. But y'all came back from that, and y'all, then I was off on my, oh, y'all, before I came home, filled up Ruby Red, $2.67 a gallon. And y'all, late Monday afternoon, I got an update from that, Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick, and he says, Big Freddy, you're not gonna believe it. Y'all, $2.35 a gallon. He couldn't believe it. And I was pleased with $2.67 until I saw that $2.35. Me, Freddy. Got home and I did my nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, and came back and y'all got my share. Had a little soup for my lunch and got my share. And y'all, I laid down for a bit. Y'all, there was a knock at the door. And y'all, before I could rise from the love chamber, y'all, in walks young Jonathan. Y'all, his mother had wanted a copy of Big Fatty's recipe for the nuts and bolts. And so I told him that I had updated it, tweaked it a little bit. And I printed it out, and he said he would stop by and pick it up, and he did. We visited for a little while, and then sent him on his way, and then I have just been piddling around the villa here, y'all, putting the final touches on the decorating, and y'all, I'm pleased. I'm pleased with the way everything's looking now. And just got to wait on that last set of replacement lights for that one twinkling bush in the front. And y'all, I will be done. Yes, me Teddy. And after that, y'all, here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, y'all, I did watch the big run also. It was good. I think I heard Captain D from Tennessee plucking. He probably did. Got my trips to Atlanta planned out. Y'all, I am leaving. I am leaving the villa on the 4th of December. And y'all, I am heading to Atlanta. I got me a motel for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Y'all, I had I had to use up. No, I didn't have. Well, I've got points, so it's not costing me anything. And y'all, then on Wednesday night, the 6th of December, y'all, at 6 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it's the Podcasters of America dinner. And y'all, this is open to all podcasters and podcast listeners. If you're in the Atlanta area, get in touch with Big Fatty if you'd like to attend. The guest list includes George in Atlanta and Gay Country West and Tommy and maybe Andre and Peter Potamus and his husband, who makes very, very good cookeries. We've got Travis, and we have got Terminally Single Tim. And y'all, we'd love to have you too if you're available on that that Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock at the Home of the Gays and the Grays. And y'all, then on Thursday, I am getting up and heading up to where my middle brother and his wife live. Gonna stay with them on Thursday and Friday nights, the 7th and the 8th. And y'all then be heading back to the villa on the 9th. And y'all, then I've got a Crema concert that evening. So y'all, get your packages wrapped. Big Fatty's coming. I see y'all, now you heard Big Fatty talk earlier about how crazy his friends are. Yes, Big Fatty, they're batshit crazy. Well, y'all, Big Fatty falls right in that, I fall right into that group as well, because y'all, you know, I mentioned I had points on my credit card. Well, y'all, I get a free night stay on my credit card, on my Holiday Inn credit card, the IHG they call it. And y'all, I hadn't used my overnight for 2023, so y'all, on Monday afternoon, and y'all, it expires on Wednesday. And y'all, I said, well, Big Fatty does not miss out on a coupon. No, Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. So y'all, I made a hotel reservation at one of the hotels just right around the corner. So Tuesday evening, y'all, I'm gonna be over there. Oh, dear, I see putting my feet up, and yes, Big Fatty, and maybe there'll be a flight attendant that'll come visit the special chair. Well, I did tell my muscly gentleman caller that I would be there. He says, what time will you be checking in? So, y'all, it may be it's stuffing the turkey. Big Fatty, you're definitely a turkey. But anyway, so we'll see how it goes. Big Fatty, I'm sure there'll be an investigation as to the number of visitors that come to your room. I hope so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, don't wait to go to the grocery store till tomorrow. It's not good. And y'all, speaking of people who procrastinate, when are you shopping, Crooked Hat? Well, we assume the stores close at 6, so you'll be shopping about 5:30 Wednesday?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah! Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.